Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
The City Council projects $3.3 billion more in tax revenue than Adams' team, paving the way for a brutal budget debate. It's Monday, March 4th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 54 and a low near 44. Before today's top story, a majority of New York State voters say unemployment benefits are too low and should be raised, according to a new poll commissioned by the Hotel and Gaming Trades Council, the powerful union that represents hotel workers. The survey, conducted by Tulchin Research in mid-February, found 70% of voters who were polled support an increase to the maximum amount of unemployment benefits currently allowed by the state. Support for such an increase is fairly consistent across political party lines as well, with 80% of Democratic voters, 57% of Republicans, and 63% of independents saying they back it. As it now stands, the highest unemployment payment New Yorkers can receive is $504 per week, which is equivalent to $12.60 an hour, $3.40 less than the $16 minimum wage. When union workers are on strike, they must now wait 2 additional weeks before they're eligible to receive benefits. According to the Tulchin poll, 54% of New Yorkers surveyed about that discrepancy described it as not fair, and 60% said striking workers have the same wait time, a week, as other people who receive benefits. Find this story and more right now at nydailynews.com. The City Council's latest tax revenue projection far exceeds the most recent forecast put out by Mayor Adams' team, giving the chamber's Democrats a new leg to stand on as they brace for a contentious budget battle that's expected to center on whether to reverse the mayor's cuts to public services and agencies. The new council projection, which was obtained exclusively by the Daily News, predicts the city will receive $3.3 billion more in income, business, sales, and property taxes over the 2024 and 2025 fiscal years as compared to what the Mayor's Office of Budget and Management projected in its most recent forecast. The latest OMB forecast released in January came after Adams enacted sweeping budget cuts last year at all city agencies justified by previous and much lower revenue projections. The council's new, even rosier revenue projections sharpen Council Democrats' arguments that many of the mayor's cuts were never necessary, a charge they're certain to put front and center as budget hearings kick off in the chamber Monday. Adams has said that prior forecasts from his team were based on sky-high migrant crisis costs and the administration's practice of making more conservative estimates based on the fact that it is legally mandated to balance the city's budget. Jacques Jiha, Adams' OMB director responsible for the administration's tax revenue assessments, explained a few days after the January briefing that the city's forecasts also factored in the U.S. economy, where he notes almost most economists were predicting a hard landing of the economy. Jiha will be the first to testify as part of the council's 2025 fiscal year budget hearings Monday. Heads from nearly all city agencies will then offer testimony in the coming days and weeks before the mayor and the council must come to an agreement before the July 1st start of the 2025 fiscal year. Councilman Justin Brannan and several other Democratic members of the city's lawmaking body said in recent interviews that priorities for this year's budget hearings include rolling back cuts Adams made to the city's early childhood education 3K program, city libraries, and public colleges. And the council is feeling emboldened, given the administration's earlier lowballed revenue projections, two successful efforts to override vetoes from the mayor, and a federal investigation Adams' campaign is facing into his ties with Turkey.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Council Speaker Adrian Adams affirmed last week that a primary focus for her going into budget negotiations will be reversing cuts enacted by the mayor in November and January that, among other service reductions, forced the city's public library systems to eliminate Sunday hours at all their branches. She also said she's deeply concerned about understaffing at the city's Human Resources Administration, which has resulted in most applications for food stamps and cash benefits not being processed within a legally required time frame. We are going back to the table. We are going back to prioritizing those things that should have never been taken away from New Yorkers in the first place, the speaker said in response to a question from the news during a press conference last week at City Hall. We are going to take a look at everything, she added, speaking broadly about the cuts enacted last year as part of the mayor's November and January cost-cutting programs to eliminate the gap, or PEGs. PEGs have been the primary mechanism by which the mayor has enacted budget cuts over the past 2 years. He has argued the cuts are needed to offset the hundreds of millions the city's spending every month to care for thousands of newly arrived migrants, most of them from Latin America. The new council forecast suggests there is enough money to both care for migrants and keep city agency budgets intact, though. In addition to foreseeing $3.3 billion more in revenues over the 2024 and 2025 fiscal years, the new council forecast says the city's on track to rake in far more money in taxes than acknowledged by the mayor's office in the long run. Through July 1, 2028, the council's fiscal prediction says the city will take in $13.8 billion more than what the mayor's team predicted. In total, the mayor's November and January PEGs slashed about $7 billion in city government spending over that time span, according to City Hall budget documents. But other council members predicted that despite the leverage they now have going into the budget hearings, they expect the mayor to dig in after the council recently overrode two of his vetoes of public safety bills, a move that's resulting in bad blood behind the scenes. If that happens and there's a deadlock in negotiations, the council could vote down the mayor's 2025 fiscal year budget in June, a drastic measure that would likely have political ramifications for both sides. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.